to get it right this time. It is 2017. I'm in the office of Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken. Madam Mayor, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and everyone else. I'm a little hoarse today, not from screaming. I don't know what's happening with the weather, the allergies, believe it or not, because we've had such a wonderful winter so far, and we had our first snowstorm. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving the snow, and I'm loving, we did a great job. I think that, not we, because I stayed home and cooked, but the DPW really did a tremendous job. We got more than expected, and school is happening, and so very, very little complaints, one or two that people don't understand about private roads and what's happening, but I think we did a very good job.
I'm always in awe of the work that Public Works gets done in many of the cities around here. But also, I was at a hockey game a couple of weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, I guess, and there was a fire at the O'Malley Roof. Fire department was there. It was out in 15 minutes, and they didn't do a lot of damage. So a lot of good things going on in the city.
Well, absolutely. Our team's in place, and you know what? It's the shortage that we have of employees, believe it or not. And it's kind of difficult when, you know, you have someone out on workman's comp, someone out on sick leave, you know, vacations, medical leave, family act. You know, you have to not only balance your budget, but you also have to balance your employees. And it's kind of difficult at times. And, you know, sometimes we forget that when, I remember when I was in school, we had female janitors, custodians, whatever you want to call them, but there was one for each floor, mm-hmm. and one for each bathroom, and then other janitors, and you had abundance of people working on school side, city side, and that's cut in half. Mm-hmm. Though the students ratio has gone up, the school's still the same size, the bathrooms are still there, but everything's cut. And you know what? I really appreciate that all the moms and the PTOs and everyone, and especially the teachers who do more than what they're supposed to do. And, you know, the city appreciates that, and we appreciate working together. And just like outside, I saw people shoveling and helping one another. Mm-hmm. I mean, I started, like, I put on my Facebook and let people know that if you have a senior, because, you know, a lot of us don't live near our parents. And if you have a senior that you haven't talked to today, please give me a call, and we'll make sure that we get contact. And, you know, let me tell you something. There's a group out in Lanesville that does that automatically without even anyone asking. And down the fort, they do that. So your community, but, you know, some are unfortunate because they don't live in a cul-de-sac or a community. So we have to, as a community, do more. We made sure that before the storm started, we made sure that you know, that Saturday morning, the team met. We have an emergency system team, and I'm so fortunate because this time Jim Destino's here, and he goes out in the morning with the DPW workers at 6 in the morning, so that was pretty good.
Okay.
Absolutely. He went down, and he met with, you know, the fire chief, the police chief, the DPW. You know, everyone's in a team. Our team, you know, in details of emergency teams would be, we've come in storms. Anne Margaret, Bruce Towen, there's blizzards. In our pajamas, we actually shoveled and plowed and did everything we needed to do to help our seniors, though the DPW tells us to stay home because we're probably making more of a mess. But in details of our harbor master, your police department, your fire department, Jim Destino, the CAO, we meet with Sapphire. We do get together, and we discussed this through the whole day, especially during the storm. And we knew this was coming, and so we, while they're doing that, the roads and the surfaces and what's going to happen, the coastal and the high tide, I was working with, you know, the Open Door, the Grace Center, Action, the Board of Health Department, Max and Karen, to find out, you know, who's going to be open, what shelters are there available. So we have a very good team. People don't see us, but please rest assured that we are working for the community.
I think that's fairly evident. Last time I was here, you mentioned the fact that we used to have foot patrol. You know, the Gloucester Police. There were two guys in a unit. There was the guys walking down street, and you just mentioned cuts. But now it's 2017, Don. You're looking not only at 2017, but you're also looking further down the road.
Yes, we are. We're doing. It used to be, and thank God for Janice Toludo. Her memory will go on. On the 2000 plan, we'd had a huge master plan, and now it's calling it a strategic plan. We're going to look at every Wednesday now. We have a strategic team working in my community development team with myself and Jim Destino. We're looking, and Greg, we're looking at what needs to be done. What we need to do, and then we're going to get community input and have a team to look out. We're going to hire a consultant. We're going to hire an outside consultant to look at every plan we have because they're just sitting on shelves. Mm-hmm. So actually, if we pay you, maybe you'll look at them. We're going to hire someone to look at all those plans, find out what was implemented, go out to the community, find out what they want implemented. A lot of it's going to be, you know, the same thing, the safety, the housing. We have to look at a fire station, you know, we have to look at property. Like I said, when the Fuller School went through that, it was going to get a land surveyor. We have to figure out what we want in our lands, what we don't want, what we own, what we're taking, and really look at a fire station. That's really, I know people are looking at a lot of stuff. We have to build a school. We have to build a fire station. We really do need a fire station, and that's like on the top of the priority. Housing, you know, before people used to die younger, and I'm glad we're all staying alive. You know, I'm glad that, you know, you live until 90. That's great. There's no housing. And the Gloucester Housing Authority just got a wonderful grant that's going to fix something, but it's not going to expand. So we have to look at that. We are looking at affordable housing, people. But just as much as we're looking at affordable housing, we have to look at non-affordable housing. Because there are people who can afford a $1,500 a month rent, but there are no apartments. Everything is taken. Everything is taken, whether it's on housing, affordable or non-affordable. There's no more. There's a housing shortage, mm-hmm. and we understand that. We have to look at what we can do, mm-hmm. and also I've been working with Soldier One. We have a great VA department, and we're looking at housing for our veterans. Okay. That has to be priority because remember, Veterans Way, which is now Patriot Circle, was established for veterans, which it still is. People don't realize that if a veteran comes home with their family, they have first priority. But we have a lot of single veterans, and so we have to worry about them too.
Is there a place where the public can read about this, or will there be a place? Will there be some input from the public? And, you know, what's the next step in this process?
Well, the first step is we have to figure out what we need to look for. We're getting all the plans together and how we need to do it. And then we're going to pull people in the community to be part of our team to hire someone. And we're going to get absolutely, it has to be public input. It's not my town. It's not my city. It's everyone's city. Absolutely. We're not going to take, it was going to be about a 2-year process. We're going to spend probably over $100,000 into this process. We have to put an RFP out. Before we do that, we need to know what the people want. So of course, we're going to be doing that. We're going to have the round tables and people coming in giving input. It has to be, I want this to be something that people look 10 years down the line and say, oh, look, we established this. We did this. We accomplished in this. We are getting this. And then in 10 years, we'll say, okay, we completed. Let's start a new one. Because the fact is we need, you need a manual of what's going forward, whether I'm here or someone else is here. You need someone to say, what do we do? I'm looking at a lot of plans, and I'm not blaming anyone because I was a city councilor too here for 13 years. So you know what? It's not a blame thing. It's just, it's an old way that we did business. We need to do business the new way.
Okay. Well, on this cold Monday, anything else you want to mention?
Just that I know it's kind of hot. I don't believe this is going to be our only snow. Please be patient. I know, you know, it's going to get stronger and heavier. We know that. And we just got to work together. And if you know of someone that is alone, please call the Rose Baker Senior Center, whether they're disabled or a senior or anyone else. Let Lucy Sheehan know. We'll start a list, and we'll make sure, that, like last time, that those people get called and looked upon.
Awesome. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken.